All right. Welcome back, everyone. We'll continue our November 2024 commission, GF&P Commission meeting. We've got two items left with our one-day meeting. Number 21 is where we are on the agenda. Department organized youth hunts, and we have Chief Sam Scalehouse that will be joining us virtually.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair,
Good
Commissioners,
afternoon.
Secretary. My name is Sam Scalehouse. I'm the law enforcement chief for the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, and just got some information here for you on some department organized youth hunts, specifically on hunts that are organized and spearheaded by conservation officers. As you all know, we have an outdoor campus on both the east and the west side of the state, and they do an absolutely tremendous job in the work they do and the outreach they do. They're second to none, but even with all that outreach, they can't reach everybody. They can't provide a hunt for everybody. So what I have today is just a few hunts that our conservation officers lead, and some pretty cool stuff that they're doing. I'm going to highlight three youth waterfowl hunts that took place earlier this fall, and then touch on a few that we have coming up yet. So what I did is I sent my presentation in to Chris and Liz, and they're going to run it for me here. So what I'm going to talk about is three youth waterfowl hunts that took place up in the northeast part of the state, down around the Sioux Falls area, and then one out in the Platte area. Pretty cool opportunities and adventures for a lot of different kids to get their first duck hunt in. And the way it works is what they do is they show up on Friday night, so it's not just to come, you hunt, you leave, and everybody's done there. We try to make it an all-inclusive experience for them, and they show up on Friday. They brush in the blinds, as you can see on the picture. They'll do some shooting out at the range to get practice from shooting from these different blinds. It's one thing to stand on a line and shoot at clay targets. It's another to start from a seated position and then stand up and shoot your targets that way. And a lot of effort goes in there. It's a lot of excitement building up. They talk about duck ID. They talk about the safety aspect of it, your shooting lanes. They go through all of that, and they try to get everybody in Friday night. And as you can see, most of these the kids that are hunting are fairly young. They're in that 12-year-old range. So an adult is expected to be with them, whether it's a parent or a guardian or an older brother or something like that. And everybody gets involved, and everybody has a good time. So they do all that prep. There's an early morning meeting the next morning. And if you go to the next slide, Chris. That's when all the smiles start to happen, and these kids get out there. This was a fantastic year for waterfowl hunts. We had good water at the beginning of the season. We had a lot of waterfowl around. Canada geese were good up in the northeast, and this was one of the rare times where just about every kid that participated was able to shoot a duck or a goose. You can go to the next picture, Chris. So you can just see all the smiles that are out there. A lot of effort. There's some dogs there to retrieve them. Waterfowl hunting is pretty unique. If you don't have waders, if you don't have decoys, if you don't have the blinds, it can be a pretty intimidating deal. And so what we try to take all of that out of the equation. So all they can do is shoot up. If you don't have a gun, we have a gun you can borrow. If you don't have camouflage clothes, we'll have something for you, or you'll be in a blind and it won't matter. And it's just a tremendous opportunity for these kids to sit at the edge of a pond and watch the sunrise and get the opportunity to take part in some hunting. So next slide, Chris. Just some more pictures of the smiles that are out there, the ducks that are shot. And they did one in Platte, and it's a little smaller event in Platte, but they had a local individual just purchase waders for all the kids that were involved. So now they all got to go home with their own set of waders, which is pretty cool. Especially, it's fun to watch kids walk in the water for the first time with a pair of waders on. It's a unique experience for them. So next slide. After that, you come back. We don't just send them on their way and say thanks. You come back and we start to learn about the game that you harvested, how to process it. As you can see, we're breathing the birds out here because I was in a next picture here. They go right on the grill, and you get to taste it there. And so we have staff. It's not just conservation officers that do this. We have staff from all the different wildlife regions that participate in this. And if you have a passion for waterfowl hunting, you can get involved in this. And if you go to the next slide, they wrap it up with some duck poppers there. I don't know about you, but that makes my mouth water just looking at that right now. And then There's a lot of giveaways. We have a lot of different groups. Delta Waterfowl is one. Other nonprofits that give away a lot of prizes. These four kids went home with brand new shotguns. Some of the kids, I think it was in the Sioux Falls area, every kid went home with a dozen decoys. Just a cool opportunity to come and do that. And those are just the three waterfowl ones we had going on this year. If you go to the next slide, we also have some officers that do spring turkey hunts. And we have one down in Platte, and we have one up in near Watertown, where they get land, they get landowners, and they get to harvest their first gobbler, which is pretty cool. And then we have some deer hunts that go on. We have one in Hamlin County and one near Gettysburg, where there's a lot of partnerships there, a lot of landowners willing to allow hunters on their property and things like that. And again, with both of these, we don't just stop at the harvest. If you go to the next slide, you know, there's a processing side of it too. And Logan Hammer, our conservation officer out of Hamlin County, and this young individual here broke that deer down all the way to the meat, and they were able to take that home. So yeah, I just wanted to take some time and highlight some of the events we do. It's a really neat opportunity. All of our conservation officers get into this field, not just conservation officers, our staff in general, get into working for the Game Fish and Park, because we have a love for the outdoors, a love to hunt and fish, and a passion for that. And so to be able to carry that on, it's a pretty cool experience. It's pretty neat to be able to watch somebody shoot their first duck or their first turkey or their first deer, and to be a part of those experiences is really cool. So just like I said, a quick informational item for you, just highlighting some of the youth hunts that we have. And with that, I'd sure be willing to stand around if you had any questions or comments for me. So,
very good. Any questions or comments for Chief Skelhaus? Just one from me, Sam. How do the kids know about it? I mean, is there some type of application they have to fill out? Do you have to select so many? How does that work?
Great question, Madam Chair. And it's a little bit different. Some of it's just word of mouth, and you go looking for them if you have a smaller group. There's the youth duck hunt by Sioux Falls. There kind of is an application process there where they reach out through local Delta Waterfowl chapters. They put some stuff online and people come, and sometimes you get too many and you have to go on a first come, first serve basis or something to that effect. So.
All right. Very good. Great program. Thanks to everyone that's involved.